on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, the last line on the page, which brings us to Yutes Amud Beis. Vim hishka v'charkach hikriv es minchasak sher. Now we're on Yutes Amud Beis. Little introduction. There are three psukim where it mentions the hashgah, where the woman is given to drink. The first pasuk is after the Megillah is erased. It says, "V'kasav es kol alos ha'ele ba'kohen v'sefer u'macha es mi'amarim." And it says, "V'hishka es ha'isha." That's the first pasuk. Then after the minchas brad, it says, "V'kamatz ha'kohen v'chulei." Then it says, "V'char yashke es ha'isha." It's the second time it's written about the hashka. And the third pasuk is after that. It says, "V'hishka es ha'mai." Okay. Tanu Rabbanu. We learned in a Braisa. Vihishka. Says it the first time. Vihishka is a Isha. Matam ulamar. What is it coming to teach me? Balokfar Nemar already says after the offering of the Mincha, it said Vishka is a Mayim. That's the third pasuk. So therefore, Vihishka, it says after the shame is erased. Was it, why is it written? To teach Hashem Nimchaka Megillah Bomeris. And he shows that if the Megillah is erased, and then she says, I decide she's not going to drink, then Arin Osa, we force her, we open up her mouth by force, Umashkin Osa Al Bal Korcha, and we give her to drink against her will, Divei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Vachar Yashke. He says, it says it by the second time, V'chai Yashke Samayim, Ma Tamun Lomar, was it coming to teach me? Malok Far Nemar already says in the third Pasuk Vishka, after the Haktara. So what is it coming to teach me? Ella, it's to tell us, La Achar Kol Hamais, Kol Maisim Kulan Amorim Lamala. That it's when do we give her to drink? Only after all the things before this that are mentioned are done. Meaning, magid, that gimel dvarim ma'akvin ba. In other words, we don't give her to drink unless three things are previously done. And what are they? Ad shalo kara v'kometz. The kometz has to be sacrificed. Ve'ad shalo nimcha kaha megillah. And the megillah has to be erased. Ve'ad shalo tekabel aleha shvua, until she's mekabel herself the shvua. So those are the three things that are me'akev, the drinking. And therefore, that's the Rabbi Shimon that we mentioned before in our Mishnah. Here is the source that the drinking comes after the akrava of the mincha. Okay, let's look at Rashi over here. It's quite a bit. Talmud Haki Garsinan, Rashi first brings the gear, so Tanu Rabbanan Vishka Matamulon Log Farnemar Vishka Shim Nimcha Kavahuli Velogar Sinan Basra Beresha Bekama Vesefa Shane Zelashona Brysa who perish Mishubashu. It's a mistake that they made a mistake of Behalo Kvarnemar the Mashma Shezenemar Mithila. Okay. Now perish. Now Rashi explains the psukim. Seder Mikros Kahu. These are the order of the psukim. It says, V'kasav, v'chulei, u'macha, v'chulei, v'hishka, it says. V'hishka es ha'isha. And then, v'hinif ha'mincha, v'krif. It's, they wave the mincha, and then it's offered. D'hainu, hagasha, it's brought to the mizbech, v'kamatz, v'hiktir. And then it says, after that, v'achar yashke es ha'isha, es ha'mai. So it sounds like after the akrava, then we give the woman to drink. Bahadar Tuksiv, and it says a third time, Ashka Ashlishis, Vehishke Esamayim, Vehaisa im Nitma Begomer. Okay. Vekama Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva learned it the following. Vehishka Esayisha, the first time that it's written, Vehishka Esayisha, Dichsiv Kodem, which is written before the Akhtara of the Mincha, Ma Talmud Lomar, why is that written? Vehalok Far Nemar already says, after the Akhtara of the Mincha, Vehishka Esayisamayim, that she's given to drink after. Vehahu Dafkahu, and that's Dafka, that it's after the Hakrabah that she drink. V'ein Arishon dafka, but the first time is not dafka. The midichsiv, since it says that the second time v'char yashkeh se'isha shmamina hashka comes after aktara, it's clear that the drinking is only after the offering of the mincha. So therefore, matamul lomer v'shkeh se'isha achar mechika. So when it's written the first time, what is it coming to tell me? Where it seems to say that right after the mechika, we give her a drink. To teach us that if after the Megillah is erased, she decides not to drink, she doesn't admit lamar tmeya nitashe she's tmeya, me'ari nosa, we force her kolomar, potchim pia, we open her mouth, shalobatovata, against her will, v'shofchi mesamayim latoch agrona, and we give her the water, we force it down her throat. Even if the Megillah was erased early, before the Aktar, even though it's really supposed to be done afterwards, the Shalokedin Asu Akonim, they did it wrongly. The Kev and the Eina Shota Ad Lachar Aktaras, because since she's not going to drink until after Aktar, as we mentioned according to the Shita, Lo Hayab Lahem Limchot, they shouldn't have erased it yet. The Kol Ma Sheyesh Shahus Lachar Lacher Esa Mechika Me'achrin, because much as we can push off the erasing of the Megillah, we do so Shema Toda, because that gives her still the chance to admit. Afilu hachi, even so, hoil v'nimchaka, since it was erased, afilu shalokedin, even improperly, ein shomim la lomar, we don't listen to her if she says, ein yishotam, I'm not going to drink, ela o tishte o toda, she has two choices, or to admit, or to drink. L'chach le'emar, therefore it says, v'hishka achar ha-mechika, and therefore it tells us about drinking after the erasing, that's the first pasuk, ve'lo she tishte miyad lachar ha-mechika, not that she drinks necessarily immediately after the mechika, ela ha-kamash malam, but rather to teach us that the mechika is goremet la-lishtot, that causes her to drink, wants her to race, she must drink. Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'achar yeshke, matam ulomar v'lakvar ne'mar, it already says the third pasuk, v'hishke. Lo paligat Rabbi Akiva, he's not really arguing with Rabbi Akiva, elamar darish haikra, umar darish haikra, they're just darshaning the psukim differently. V'hachi amar l'kaman, bishmaitin, this is what we're going to see later on, the tarvayus field, they both hold that in fact, makriv mincha, so the first you offer the mincha, and afterwards you drink. Balokfar Nemar, it says in the third Pasuk Shlishi Vishka Samaim, which is after the Akhtara, so Maltam Ulomar Bachayashkes, so what is the second Pasuk telling me? Achar Kola Maisim Kulan Hamurim Lamala, that she drinks only after all the things mentioned previous. Uma Amur Lamala, and what are these three things? Hashba'a, the swearing, Vakabbalah, the accepting, Uksiva, and writing the Megillah, Umechika, and erasing it, Vehaktara Samincha, and offering the Mincha. Only after all those things, then she drinks. Magid Shashosha Dvarim Halalu Makvim, Haktara, Vashba'a, Mechika, Ulakame, Parich, Pshita, Kodema Mechika, Matishte. So, of course, it has to be that the Mechika comes first, because if we didn't mocheg the Megillah into the water, so then she's just drinking plain water. So, that isn't that obvious. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now we're going to go back to the words of Rabbi Shimon and the Brice and explain them. He said, Ad shelo karav ha-kometz, that these are the things that must be done before she drinks. So one of them is that the kometz has to be offered. Rabbi Shimon, letame, that's he's going to point to his shita, the amar, makri vesa mincha v'char kach mashke. The first comes the mincha, and then afterwards is the drinking. And then we said another thing is ad shelo nimcha ka megillah, she doesn't drink until the megillah is erased. So now Rashi brought earlier the question that's going to be asked. Here it is. Elamai mashkela, isn't that obvious? Of course she can't drink before it's erased. If the megillah was not erased inside the water, she's just drinking plain water. So Amar Rabashi lo nitzricha lirishumo nikar. It's coming to tell us that if the Kohen put the parchment with the parsha written on it into the water, but didn't get totally erased, we don't drink the water. She doesn't drink the water until it becomes totally erased inside the water. We continue. Ad shelo tekabel aleha shvua. She has to first mekabel on herself the shvua and then drink after that. So the Gemara midayik. So mishtahu delo shatya, right? She can't drink until she's mekabel the shvua. That's the shvua is ma'akev the drinking. But what hamichtav kasivla? But what is writing the Megillah that you could do before the shvua? I va'amar Rava the Megillah sota shekatva. Kodem shekabel ashvua lo asav lo klum. That if they wrote the Megillah before she swears, it's no good. So it has to be done after she swears. So then the Gemara answers, kidei naspa, that it's true. It's just written agav, that and it doesn't have to be really mentioned. Why? Because even the ktiva of the Megillah is not done before the Kabbalah of the Shvuah. That has to be done. The Shvuah has to be done even before the writing. So certainly it has to be done before the swearing has to be done before the drinking. That's obvious. And it was written just as an aside, even though it's not necessary to write about the swearing and the drinking, because even the writing has to come after the swearing. Says Rashi, Rishumo Nikar, Sheim Haya Rishumo Nikar, Sarich Lachzor L'Lachoch. If it's still, you can still see the writing, you have to erase it again. Ad Shelo Yehe Rishumo Nikar, until you can't see anymore. HaMichtav Katziv La, Kohen LeMegillah Kodem Kabbal Shvua. What, can you write it before the Shvua? Bitmia? Lo Asav Lo Klum, if you write it before the Shvua. Dechi Kasi V'Kasav Eshalos Achar Kabbalah Shvua Ksiv. It's written after the Shvua. It has to be swearing and then the writing and then the drinking. In Achanami Kedei Naspa Shelo LaTzorech. It's written really Shelo LaTzorech. Da Hafilu Michtav Lo Kazvinan. So of course, swearing before you drink, you have to even write it before she drinks as well. Okay, back to the Gemara. But my kamiflgi, what are the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon in fact arguing in? Tlasa krai ksivi. There are three psukim, which we've mentioned already, that are written over here by the drinking. We say we vihishka the first time, ishka seisha is written, v'achar yashke, that's the second pasuk, and vihishka, the third time, ishka samai. So Rabbanan Savri, so they held like this. The Rabbanan held, Vihishka Kama, the first time it's written, which is written before the offering of the Mincha, that's the Lugufo. That's the telling me the actual time and when that she has to drink. Shemashke v'chakach makriv v'sa minchasa, and then she drinks, and only afterwards we makriv the Mincha, because that first pasuk is written before the Hakrav, and that's the Iker. And then, what about the other two psukim? V'achar yashke, the second pasuk says, the Rabbanan asked me by the Rishumo Nikar to tell me that you have to erase the Megillah totally, as we saw before. And v'hishke basra, and the third time it's written, v'hishke samayim, that's she'im nimchaka Megillah, v'omer esenoshel, said that if it's erased, and then she decides not to drink, ma'ari nosa, we force her, v'mashke osa bal korcha, we force her to drink. That is how the Rabbanan learned the psukim. Now, Rabbi Shimon Savar, he learns the psukim differently. He says that the second pasuk, Vachar Yashkin, that's the main pasuk, and that's after the Hakrava. So, Shemakri Vesa Mincha Vachar Kach Mashke, said you only give it a drink after the Mincha. And then, the Vihishka Kama, the first pasuk, that's coming to teach Mishim Yishkev Achar Chachikri V'mincha Sakshera, that Bidiyevin, though, if we did it the other way, as the first Pasuk, as we said, is written before the Hakrava, that's only a Bidiyevin. If it's Bidiyevin done that way, it's okay. And Vihishka Basra, the last time it's written, Vihishka Samayim, that's coming to teach Mishim Nimcha Kamegillah, V'amra Enisho, said that if it gets erased, and she said, I'm not going to drink, Ma'ari, Nosa, Mashki, Nosa, Balchorcha, that we force. Rabbanan, why didn't they want to learn like this, like Rabbi Shimon? Because they say very simply, Bidiyevet lo pasachra. It's very difficult that the first pasuk, Betzev Ishka Seisha, is coming to tell me the Bidiyevet din. That if Bidiyevet, you happen to give it to, she drinks before the mincha, it's okay. Very difficult to say that it starts off with Bidiyevet. And therefore, the Rabbanan chose to say that first pasuk is talking about not Bidiyevet, but that's where you're supposed to do it. First we give her the drink before the mincha, that is the real time. Okay, let's see Rashi. B'mayka miflagi, amasnis and kai, referring to the Mishnah, u'braisa nakat b'reisha. First we mentioned the braisa, this lashmi'inan, me'icha yali for Rabbi Shimon l'time, and to see where Rabbi Shimon gets his reason from. V'kava hashta rabbanan, heichi darshi lehu l'krai, And now we're going to see where how they learned the psukim. Rabbi Shimon Heike Darsh Lehula Kulu, how he darshens everything. Rabbanan Savri Hishka Kama, the first time, the Kodam Haktara, Dafku, that before the offering, that's the Dafka Pasuk, that first we give it a drink before the offering. Bava Gavdiksi, Vachar Yashke, the Mashmed Dafka, even though it says afterwards, Vachar Yashke, it sounds like that's Dafka, that's the second Pasuk, after Haktara. Al Korchach, Mikra Hamur Rishon Eno Didrash. Elagufa, but it has to be that the first pasuk though has to be the main pasuk, not a stama drasha. Umikras yaseiros hamurim macharav nidu, and only the after the psukim, the second and third one, you could say are for drashas. Therefore, the kama, the first one is dafka lomar shemashke v'charkach makri ves minchasa, to tell me the first he drinks and only afterwards we offer the mincha. Ve'alkorchak ve'achar yashke, the second pasuk gafal pishin nichtav acharach, even though it's written after the akhtara. Akodem Akhtara, because really it's referring to before the Akhtara. Ve'achar de Kamar, even though it says Ve'achar Yashke, the Achar means Amechika Kai, it's referring to the erasing. Haktuva Lamal, which is written before that. Ve'kamri, the Rabbanan held, the Imlo Nimcha Kayafe, lo Yashkin, if it's not erased properly, we don't give it to drink from that water until it is. Ve'hishke Basra, the last Pasuk, Nami, Akodem Akhtara Kai, is also going before the Akhtara. Velidrash asa al korcha, that we force her to drink. Rabbi Shimon Savar Rachar Yashke, the second pasuk mashmir, that's dafkahu achar after the mincha. But dafka ksiva lachar aktaras lomar is dafka written after the aktara to tell us shekula makvimba that it's ma'akev the drinking the aktaras a mincha and roshem nikar as well all and the erasing all this has to be done before she drinks. Bekulhu mehacha nafke the kodmim lashka. And the first time it's written, that's lachshurei diavid ibchadet bidiavid. If it's done the other way around, ibchad, it's still okay. Vehishke basra shim nimcha megillah. And the last time it's written is to tell us that if the megillah was erased, v'dafka charaktara, again, it's dafka afterwards, the keva and the imchik, once it's erased, mashkim otov achorchak, then we force her to drink. Behind you, the ika bein Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon, that's the difference. The Rabbi Kiva, leisla, he doesn't hold by imhishke v'charkach hikri min kasak shera, that bidiyevit, it was done the other way, it's okay, he doesn't hold by that. Hilchak, therefore, v'hishke, kama, the first time it's written, darish lebal korcha, he learns that to teach me bal korcha. V'afal gav, the shalokedin imcha kodim chakar, even though it was erased, improperly before the Akhtara. V'char Yashke is teaching me the Rishumu Nikar, V'hishke V'asra, and the last one, Legufe, is coming to teach me the main din, that the first was Shemakri Minchasa V'char Kach Mashke. Bidiyev, we said, Rabbanu don't like this way of learning, the Bidiyev lo patachra, it's fair to say that we start off with the Bidiyevid din. So, Ein Derech HaKasuv Lomar B'tchila Dvarav Shalok Derech Mitzvasa. Very difficult. Normally, the Pasuk doesn't start off in a way that's not the normal way, orderly way of doing things. Ela B'tchila Seder Mishpat Dvarav Ulebasof Marbe Mikros Lidrash. So it makes more sense that the first time it's written the normal way to do it, and afterwards can come the drashas. Back to the Gemara. Savar Rabbi Kiva Mashkin Osaba Korcha. We learned out that Rabbi Kiva held that if she doesn't want to drink after she after the Megillah is erased, we force her to. Is that true? Vatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kalabus Shel Barzil Matilin Latochpia. These iron teeth. We put them in her mouth to hold her mouth open. She nimchak megillah ve'amra eni shosak, as if the megillah was in fact erased. She decides she's not going to drink. Me'arin osau mashkin osau bal korcha, we force her to drink. But no, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Akiva, he disagrees. Klum anu tzrichim elo lebodka v'lo beduka milmenes. He said we don't have to force her to drink. We know she's guilty. Why? Because what is she saying? No, I don't want to drink. Why doesn't she want to drink? She doesn't want to drink. She doesn't want to die. So it's obvious that she's guilty. So that in itself is the biggest check. The fact that she says she doesn't want to drink, that's admitting, she's admitting her guilt basically by saying that, and she's automatically tmiya. Ela ad shelo karav hakometz yichola lachzor ba, that until the kometz is offered, she could change her mind. Bamisha karav hakometz eni yichola lachzor ba, but after it's already been offered, she cannot change her mind anymore. We'll see in a minute what this means. Okay, so what do we see? It seems to be here that Rabbi Akiva is saying that we don't force her to drink, because by her saying, I don't want to drink, that's admitting her guilt. Yet before we saw that we do force her to drink. So what's going on? So the Gemara answers, V'litaymech, even according to you, no, the other way that we say that according to the what you want to say that we give it that we asked, why is it that we asked the stira from the brisa that we brought before? Tikshe lachi gufa, you can ask in and of itself. The brisa itself is difficult that we just brought. Why? Because we said at the end of the brisa, Mishakar v'komets, Rabbi Kiva said, Mishakar v'komets ein yuchala lachzorbo. That once we once the komets was offered, she can't change her mind, and we make her drink. But lo buduka menes, what's going on? Well, we just said that she's, Rabbi Kiva himself said, she's beduka v'omenes. Once she said she's not going to drink, that's it, she's automatically guilty. But it says, "Beferes ad shelo karav mincha yichola lagzorbo." But misha karav mincha, we said, "Eina yichola lagzorbo." We make her drink. But why make her drink? We just said that she's by not drinking, she's admitting her guilt. So the Gemara says, therefore, the following: Lo kashi, ha de kamahader ba machmas resisa, veha de kamahader ba machmas briusa. Okay, so there's two different inyanim over here. That one, when the end of what Rabbi Kiva was saying, his last words of Rabbi Kiva, Achalo Karov Mincha Akometz, excuse me, Yocholal Akzorba, etc., that is referring to that when she is saying she's not going to drink out of being scared. Okay, Baha, and the first verse of Rabbi Kiva, when he said, we don't have to test her, we know that she's guilty by saying not she's going to drink, that's different. That's talking about when she is changing her mind out of, not out of being scared, out of briusa, out of confidence. Vahachi kamar, and this Rabbi Kiva was saying, kol machmas briusa klal klal loshasya. Anytime she is saying that she's not going to drink, and we can tell that she's not, doesn't look scared, she's saying it with confidence, so then we don't let her drink, because then she's obviously admitting that she's guilty, but she's saying no. I mean, she never had any intent to drink to begin with. She just was playing along, playing a game with us. We can see, because now she's, no, I'm not going to drink. That tells us that she's guilty and she's just playing a game with us the whole time. And therefore, we don't give her to drink, as Rabbi Kiva said initially in his first words, that there's no forcing, nothing. She's beduka ve'omenet. She's admitting her guilt. But that's if she's saying it confidently. However, machmas resisa. So, however, if we see in her face that she looks very, very scared, so then we could say, you know what? It could be that she's really innocent. And that's why she originally said she was going to drink, because she knew she was innocent. But then when it came down to it, even though she knew she was innocent, she was like scared. You know, drinking these water is a scary thing. And therefore, maybe now she's like, no, I don't want to drink. That's just out of fear. But she really is innocent. So then, that's the last part of Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabbi Kiva says, okay, then it depends. That if we haven't yet offered Dabda Mincha, she can still be closer, she can still say, no, she's not going to drink, and that's, she doesn't have to. But Mishakara the Komets, and Yuchal Akzorbo. But once we ready, even offered the Komets, so then already it's too late, then we have to make her drink. Even if it was out of fear, we still make her drink now against her will. And that's what it says, that Machmas Resicha, then Achalo Karav Komets, the Katiloim Chuk Megillah, because since it has, with the Megillah hasn't been erased yet, so then inami imchuk Megillah, even if it was the shalokedina v'kohanim machay, or was done by wrongly by the kohanim, because it's before the mincha was offered, then matzi hadriba, then we don't give her to drink against her will. She can say she's not going to drink anymore. But mishgarva komets. But now, after the komets was already offered, the bedin abid kohanim nemachin, then they had a right to now erase the Megillah after the komets. Now lo matzi hadriba. Now she can no longer be kosher anymore. Okay, let's see Rashi now. Kalbus ishnei shinaim yesh lo, benoten letoch piha, they put in her mouth, it's a kuf straight up to keep her mouth open. Ela lebodka im tahara im tamea, valo beduka v'menes, said Rabbi Kiva, who we know she's guilty. The kevan amra, eni shosah, I'm not going to drink. Modesh, she's obviously admitting that she's tamea. yechola lachzor bo, v'lomar, any shotah she can say she's not going to drink, ve'ein on simotah, we don't force her to hamod et tmiyah, she's admitting that she's guilty. Yishakar v'komets v'chule, l'kama parach, the Gemara is going to ask, as we saw, the hi guf akasha, it's a stira. Amai, eino yechola lachamah, why can't she change her mind? Once the mincha has been offered, halo beduka v'minah, we say she's, by him saying she's not going to drink it, that's admitting her guilt. The kahadra machmas priyusa. So that's which Rabbi Kiva said she's beduka ve'omedes. That's the kahadra ba machmas briyusa. That's if she is changing her mind, but we see she's doing it out of confidence. She'ena roteta. She's not shaking. She's not scared. And she says, "Eini shosa. I'm not going to drink." V'day t'meah hi. Then we say, "Ask for sure she's t'meah." L'kach eina rota. That's why she's not shaking. D'samcha mikara, because she's relying on what she said originally when she said that kimatina l'mishtei, that she said, "Yeah, when it comes the time to drink, I'm not going to drink." Lo shatina, v'lo shna karav komet. Therefore, in that case, it doesn't matter whether the komet was offered. V'lo shna lo karav, makes no difference. Lo shatya, we don't let her drink because she's basically admitting her guilt. Kana farash v'aziel that kol machmas b'yusa klal klal lo shatya. No matter when it is, if she says out of briusa, out of confidence, she's not going to drink, that's it, we don't give her to drink, but feel even if the komasar is already offered, because she's admitting her guilt. Beha de miflig ben karav lelo karav, and that when we have this difference, Rabbi Kiva says before, achalo karav komas or after, that's the kahadra ba machmas risisa. That's only if she changes her mind out of fear. Sha'anu ro'im ota rotet, we see her shaking. Di'ikala meymar de'ena machmas shalo yivdaku amayim, b'filu hi Torah. Then it could be that it's not ena ma'menes, that she's not, she doesn't believe shalo bidkabu amayim, that b'filu that maybe the waters are going to have an effect on her, even if she's innocent. Therefore, that she's scared. V'rotza ha'itali smoch al taratav, she wanted to rely on her being innocent, but she's still scared. L'fikach hi rotetet, and therefore when it comes to actually drink, though, since she's scared, she changed her mind. No, I don't want to. Therefore now we have the difference between before the off the comets or after. The price earlier on, the ketani that we force her, that's therefore must be talking about a case, the that when she is when she's scared. Because that's the only time that we force her to drink, is when she's scared and after the mincha was already offered. Returning to Kaf Amud Aleph, but Lemaisa Gemara says we have a kasha to Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Akiva. Because over here it's mashma that when do we force her to drink? It's talui in the offering of the komets. Once the komets is offered already, then we force her, etc. But the earlier on, in the Breiser brought in at the beginning of the previous amud, it said that the mechika is ma'akva, that it goes by the mechika. If it was erased, then we force. If it wasn't erased, we don't force. It goes by the erasing, not the bringing of the comets. So what is it? So the Gemara says, So Kasha Rikiva. Hasam Amar, he says Mechika's Ma'akva V'Hachan. Over here he says Amar that the Komets Me'akev. More answers Trei Tanai Aliba to Rabbi Kiva. And Echanami, there are two. These prices are two opinions of what Rabbi Kiva really held. Rashi says Kasha to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Hasam Kamar Mechika Ma'akva. As honest that the forcing is the Mechika is ma'akev, if whether it was erased or not, that determines whether we're going to force her or not. The kol zman shalonim, as long as it hasn't been erased, if she says the imamra ein yishota yichola lachzor, but we don't force her, v'lo onsin la lashkosa. Aval im nimcha kamegila, but if it was already erased, then ma'ari nosal korchach, then we force her. But filu lo kavra, nothing to do about the mincha, even if the mincha wasn't there yet offered. Because that's the first time it says Vihishka, the first pasuk, which is before the Akhtar. That's where we learn from there that we force her to drink against her will. Yet here we see there's the komets that's ma'akav, the onus. They call kama the lo karav komets, as long as it hasn't been offered. She says, "Ein yishot, I will lo ansinan la lashkosa." We don't force her to drink, even if it was erased. According to Rabbi Akiva, it holds that a woman that says, "I'm not going to drink," with Briusa, we said with confidence, not out of fear, So we don't let her drink. That's considered that she's admitting it. But what about the following? What if she says, Amra ini shel samach masbriusa? She says, I'm not going to drink, and it's out of confidence. So we would normally not let her drink now. But then, all of a sudden, v'chazra v'amra shel sani, she says, you know what? Okay, yes, 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 I'll drink. Now what? Mo. Do we let her drink or not? What's the question? Kevan de Amra, since she said initially Enu Shosa, she said I'm not going to drink, and out of confidence, so Tmeyan, she says I'm not going to drink. So Tmeyan ni Kamra, basically she's another way of saying that she's Tmeyan. We said by saying she's not going to drink, she's admitting her guilt. The Kevan de Achzik Nafshe Betuma, so once she's already considered Tmeyan, she's admitting her guilt. That's it. She can't change her mind and say, no, no, okay, I'll drink. It's too late. She's already admitting her guilt, and that's that. Or not. Or Dilma, maybe. Came into Amra Shosani. That's interesting. In the end, she says, no, you know what? Okay, I will drink. Maybe that's Galia Daite, the Machmas Bitsusa Hudamra. That we thought she was saying it out of confidence at first, that she wasn't going to drink. But the fact that she's Lamaisa saying now she'll drink, she's open to drinking, that maybe it means telling us that initially it was all done out of fear. And therefore, we could let her drink. Teku. Rashi v'chazer v'amra shosani l'Rabbi Akiva ma'u lashkosem ritzona. Can we let her drink? Sheiten mar. Okay, sorry. Back to the Gemara. Last piece. Amar Abua de Shmuel. He said, Sarich sheiten mar l'tocha mayim. That the waters that the Kohen gives her to drink, that before even we erase it, we have to put something bitter in the water, so make it bitter water. Why? The Amar Kra, because it says in the Pasuk, it starts off, V'kasa v'esa losa elev, ha-Kohen b'sefer, u'macha, and then he erases it in the mehamarim, in the bitter waters. He erases it in the bitter waters. So what does that tell us? Shemarim kfar. What do you mean bitter water? Not bitter yet. They didn't even put the Megillah in yet. Therefore, it must be that, yeah, the waters are bitter to begin with. So we must have to put something bitter in the water, so there'll be bitter waters, and then we put the Megillah inside the bitter waters. Rashi, Sheitein Mar, Davar Mar, something bitter, Shemarin Kfar. Smasha was already bitter, Kodem Mechika, before it was erased, Alma Machmas Davar Acher, Hey Marim. Mashma, that they're bitter from something else already. Vein Marira al shame klalus bedika nikra. And Rashi said, don't think that no, maybe nothing bitter is in the water. This is called bitter waters because of the klala that comes with them. He says that can't be. Why? Because the ha mekame mechika la bnei mivdach ninu. Again, this is before we erased the Megillah inside the waters. You can't call these waters that are bitter because of the klalas. Right now, there's plain old water until we put in the Megillah. And therefore, it must be that the bitter waters is because we have to put something bitter in the water. Ad kan.